Hey, what's going on? It's Bill Byrne. It's time for the Thursday afternoon, just before Friday, Monday morning podcast, and I'm just checking in on you. I'm just checking in on you, doo-dah, doo-dah. Hey, guess what?
What?
I am fucking on it this year when it comes to Christmas. Hey, Christmas, go fuck yourself. That's what I'm saying. I'm talking all kinds of shit. I'm backing up. I'm wagging my fucking head at you, Christmas. I'm sorry. I'm just excited. I got all my shit wrapped, and I shipped it out today. Fuck you. Over. Over. That's it. All I need to do is get a pair of Jordans, right? Whatever the fuck Verzi says, and then that's it. It's over. The greatest fucking feeling ever. This holiday is like, you know, when you become an adult, it's dreadful. It's like, ah, oh, fuck, man, I gotta bring the kid over here. I gotta fucking get this person something. Oh, Jesus, what do I gotta get this guy a calendar or something? I gotta show him how much I care about his stories that have no fucking point, you know? Gotta at least get him a stocking stuffer for how many minutes of my life did he waste this year? Just the fucking stress of that. I got to tell you something, buying the things and wrapping them, slapping the name on them. And then once you mail that fucking thing, it's like a high. You ever hear like runners talk about like runner's high, you know, which is hilarious. Cause if you look at the look on their face when they're running, it does not look like they're enjoying themselves. Every person I've ever seen jogging down the street, like not everyone, but most of them, they look like they should have quit like 2 miles ago. They're leaning to one side. They kind of got that fucking stroke mouth going, you know, the fucking one. It's like, dude, just enough already. Enough. We get it. We get it. We get it. You're a fitness fucking guru. Slow down. Walk. Go over to that taco stand. All right. Get yourself a fucking taco or something. All right. Just relax. Who do you hate more, joggers or bike riders? Yeah, who do you hate more, joggers or bike riders?
Neither. I like everybody. I'm the positive force that balances out your life.
Get the hell out of my office. Hey, you crushed on the podcast. Let's see if you got another one in you. Don't hit me.
I gotta go to the gym. Bye.
You going to the gym? What for? Were you all Hollywood? You trying to get your abs going for 2018?
Yeah.
Huh? Beefcake. All right. Bye.
Oh, wait.
Oh, Jesus, the anticlimactic. Then you got to come back. Come on, give me a kiss goodbye. Give me a kiss goodbye. Actually, you know what? Give it to me when you come home. All right? I'll see. Asshole. Gross. Oh, I got all the tags, Nia, for the gifts and stuff.
Upstairs?
Yep. And I try to make your Nia, when I said from Uncle Bill and Auntie Nia, I try to make it look like your handwriting, but it clearly looks like mine. Plus, I'm left-handed, so it's smudged across. And I forgot to sign your name to the card, the one that said how much we care about him. It's the second time I've done that.
You are the worst.
There's going to be a lot of hostile. I didn't do that to you, you... Nia, I'm kidding. Come back, please. The fucking shit that women are into is just, you know, it's... If she got a card and didn't sign my name to it, I'd be like, yeah, all right. I mean, how could you do that? Now everybody's going to think I don't care. No, they're not. They have lives. Anyways, I got the shit fucking wrapped. I got like one more thing to get my wife and have all of that fucking wrapped. All right. And I just say, here you go. All right. Here you go. Leave me alone. And then I got to like eloquently come off the wagon. I'm still on the wagon. I got 15 weeks in. All right. I'm already a third of the year in. 26 weeks is half a year. But that takes me into February, and I'm going to the Rose Bowl. So that's the next tough one. That's the next hurdle I have to get past, is if I can somehow go to the Rose Bowl and not get all fucked up, which I've done before. I've done it. I think I've done a couple times the Rose Bowl sober. I don't know what, but I was thinking the other night, like when I come back to drinking... All right. When we rekindle our relationship, you know, like you ever see, there was a particular person out here in Hollywood had an abusive relationship. This guy was beating the shit out of her and stuff. And then she went back to him, you know, being like, no, we fixed it this time. And I remember the talk show hosts were like going like, are you sure you know what you're doing? This is me going back to booze. with my little barbed wire tattoo. I think I'm just going to go straight to heroin. Like, I, for some reason, feel like I can handle it at my age, you know, because I know how stupid it is to do. I would just do it like one time and just be sitting there, like, and right in the living room, too. Just don't have the shame that most junkies have. You just sit down with your family and just say, listen, this is something that I want to try. I'm just going to do it once, and I would appreciate it if you guys would hang out during my entire high and make sure that I don't tip over and bust my head open on the coffee table. With, even though we have the kid-proof things around it, it'd be actually a lot of that kid-proof shit becomes junkie-proof after a while, you know? I'm kidding.
And I'm not making light of the nationwide heroin epidemic,
but we all know that the nationwide heroin epidemic is not the biggest story in the country right now. That's not the biggest story. It's not that they've poisoned our food supply, fellow Americans. It's not that. It's not that after all the protests, they're still going to put that fucking pipeline in. It's not that. What is the biggest story? Huh? Matt Lauer buying a fucking dildo for the stand-in weather person? It's not that. Having a president who's out of his fucking... It's not that. The biggest story in the United States of America right now is Eli Manning is being sat on Sunday. And his 210-game streak is coming to a close. And all of New York shut down. They couldn't believe that Alicia Manning. I didn't know his name was Alicia. I have never seen such a fucking ridiculous reaction while ignoring real fucking problems. There's like 30,000 fucking tornadoes or whatever the fuck we had, hurricanes. Yeah, fuck all that. Miami's going to be on the water. Like, the fucking texts that I got from New York sports fans, my friends, like, the level that they were having a fucking meltdown. You know? Fuck the rope-a-dope that's going on in the Middle East right now, where you got a fucking band of fucking 3,500 nitwits bankrupting a billion-dollar company as they got a bag of rocks and we're flying F-18s at them, blowing all our cash. Fuck all of that. Eli Manning is being sat on Sunday. I got a buddy of mine. He flipped out so bad, he's actually betting against the Giants. It's like, dude, if Geno sucks, which I don't think he's going to, no one knows how good Geno Smith is. He played on the Jets. No one knows how good anybody is when they play for the Jets. They're the Jets. Sorry, everybody out in Queens, but you know there's an element of truth to that, okay? The Patriots used to be like that. All right, so there is hope for you guys. God knows Bill Belichick is 70 years old, and we all saw Tom Brady try to recover that bad snap last week, right? You saw when he was running after that thing? He looked his age. He looked like a guy who forgot to set his parking brake and was hobbling after his fucking car and then realized, like, I'm not going to break my leg. I don't, fuck it. I got insurance on this car, and just flopped on the ground. Yeah, if Geno Smith shits the bed, Eli's going to be back in the second quarter. All right? And by the way, this happens to every quarterback, no matter how good they were, no matter how good of a class act they were. This happens to everyone. What the fuck happened to Peyton Manning? After all those years of standing there with at least 19 inches of his 42-inch neck exposed between his helmet and his shoulder pads, it finally fucking gave out. And what did that fucking guy, Jim Irsay? Huh? The fucking National Enquirer of fucking sports owners? He turned his fucking back on him. Okay? And Peyton Manning, he went to fucking Eastern Europe. He went to Transylvania, right? And he got fucking child's blood pumped into his fucking, whatever the hell, virgin blood pumped into his fucking neck. And he comes back to Jim Irsay and says, oh, I'm fucking ready to play. Right? Whatever the fuck he talks. Why don't you put me in this week? Whatever the fuck he said to him. You know, probably made more money doing that.
And I had a Budweiser.
Right? What did Jim Irsay say? He said, Peyton, with all due respect, fuck you and your fucking 3 feet of neck. We're moving on. We're tanking the rest of this season so we can get Andrew Luck. That's what the fuck happened. Look what happened to Brett Favre. Right? He actually had to go to the Jets. Eli Manning, all he's got with his quivering bottom lip, all he's got to do is sit on the fucking bench for a couple of plays. That's it. That's all you got to do. Everybody losing their fucking minds.
How could they do this? How could they do the exact same fucking thing that they've done to everybody?
You don't remember the end of Derek Jeter's career? When all those sports writers were fucking bitching about him, saying he's costing the team, he's too fucking old, should they move him over to first base? This happens to everybody. You know? You don't think they're talking about me right now? The way I'm fucking looking these days? I have like three friends of mine that are I love them. They're the biggest New York fans ever, and I got like fucking phone book level texts about what was going on. You think it's going to end pretty with Tom Brady? This guy wants to play till he's like 60. At some point, old fucking Bob Kraft is going to have to sit down and be like, Tom, you're too old. I mean, look at you. You still have a Beatlemania haircut. What fucking year did you come in the league? You got a fucking Mo Howard haircut with the fucking part. I mean, I don't even know what to tell. Fucking Bill Clinton was still president when you came in. I don't know what to tell you. This happens to everybody. Yeah, it's obviously a shame. Eli's fucking great. I got to tell you, it sucks as a Patriots fan watching the Giants just fucking dismantle. And I wanted one more crack at them. We had nothing to lose. You already kicked our ass fucking twice. We'll come back like Tex Cobb for a third one. And I was loving. And there would always be an asterisk. Even if the Giants made the Super Bowl and even if the Patriots made the Super Bowl this year, if they came back without Tom Coughlin and we won that one, that still would be, that still wouldn't be the same. That's the level of respect that I have for fucking the Giants organization, Tom Coughlin, and Eli Elisha Manning. I'm just breaking your balls, New York fans. I know it sucks. You know what it really is? All you guys flipping out and you're acting like you love Eli Manning. What you really are is you're a bunch of selfish cunts. Because watching Eli get benched is just reminding you of how fucking old you're getting and how we're all going to die. It reminds you of your own mortality. So rather than deal with that, you call in sports shows losing your fucking voice. You know, and meanwhile, we're fucking blowing $1 billion a month fighting people who have slingshots and a bag of dynamite. Anyway. I swear to God, if I was running, this is how I would handle ISIS. I would just fucking take, I would, whoever those fucking gamers are that actually got to play on the giant TV screen in Dallas Cowboys Stadium. If you're good enough to do those guys who had those drone races in that stadium, like that would be my defense against ISIS. Some intelligence, and then I have those fuckers sitting in Cowboys Stadium when the Cowboys didn't have a game, and I just have them flying around, you know, blowing up their jungle gyms. I mean, that's how I would handle it. Okay? And considering I haven't even fiscally researched this on any level, I haven't talked to anybody who's even remotely informed about what's going on over there. The fact that I did this in my own self-contained think tank, I cannot even begin to describe to you how much this makes sense to me. You know, come on, dude. You don't sit by yourself sometimes and just start solving all the world's problems. You start walking around your house whispering, pretending you're getting interviewed by Oprah. Come on, we all do this, don't we? Oprah's sitting across from you. Do you consider yourself a hero? Is you sitting there muttering to yourself, and then somehow you come into your fucking present, and you're just sitting there scrubbing like a fucking old rice check off a bowl. And you have that split second of just really stepping outside of yourself and being like, wow, I'm a fucking crazy person. And then all of a sudden the front door opens and your family walks in and you go right back into character and they have no idea. Because you're standing there with this phony smile and wearing a sweater. Sorry. Anyways, happy trails, Matt Lauer. You know, you did a hell of a job waking everybody up for the last 20 years. And, you got a little sideways. Oh, how do you buy a sex toy for somebody you work with and then write a letter? I mean, Jesus, why don't you just walk around with a fucking neon sign around your goddamn neck? I swear to God, did these people get this successful and they just like want to sabotage their own fucking career? Oh, although maybe he's just like old school. he came in the league when that was, or he was, I don't know, when you could do that. Because you got to think, when he first started buying like fucking shit like that, if it was the late 90s, when you think about the cell phone technology, texting didn't even exist. There was none of that shit. There was no Facebook. There was nothing. I mean, what could that one poor woman do? Like run off a bunch of copies, put them on telephone poles? It just, you know, and then you just have an assistant run out and tear them down. Matt Lauer screaming from the window, I said, tear them down, right? I don't know. Anyways, I'm going to be in New Mexico, in Albuquerque, New Mexico, southwest part of the state. It's part of the country, and I'm going to be in Arizona this weekend. Come on down. I'm going to be at the Route 66 Casino. Where the fuck am I going to be in Arizona? I like Arizona, doo-da, because it's only an hour away on a southwest flight. I get on the fucking plane. I listen to their stupid jokes. Then they say, we're beginning our initial descent. Please raise all your tray tables and your seats, please. How come this fucking thing isn't loading? Why is my signal so weak? Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, we'll get back to this. By the way, thank you for everybody who's buying tickets to the Patrice O'Neill Comedy Special. Comedy Benefits. Sorry, I'll be promoting this right up until February. Tuesday, February 20th, 2018, 7 p.m. at the City Center in New York City. The 6th annual Patrice O'Neill Comedy Benefit. And we keep adding more people. All right, we just added the great Jim Norton. Jimmy Norton. Brendan Burns, Pete Corielli, Joe DeRosa, Sam J, Robert Kelly, Jessica Kirsten, Cypher Sounds, and Rich Voss, and myself will be there honoring the memory of the best stand-up comedian I ever saw live. All right? And where am I going to be in Arizona? I'm going to be at the Desert Diamond Casino. Oh, I'm just a fucking dirtbag this week, aren't I? Route 66 Casino and the Desert Diamond Casino in Sarita, Arizona. This is the degenerate tour. And then on December 10th, I just added this date. I'm going to be at the Arlington Theater in Santa Barbara, California. All right? Santa Barbara. Speaking of Oprah Winfrey, one of her giant houses is up there. Maybe she'll show up to the show. I'm going to be up there, and then December 14th, I'll be at the Hard Rock Live in Hollywood, Florida, and December 16th, Bob Carr Theater in Orlando, Florida, and on the 15th, I'm going to the Magic. I got to get some tickets for that, by the way. I got to figure out what the fuck I'm doing over there. Anyways, should I read some advertising here? What else did I want? Oh, my ribs are feeling better, in case you were asking, in case you were wondering. I got masseused, and trying to lay off the drums. I'm trying. Did I mention that I'm building a drum room finally in my house? I've had it with having to drive to go to my fucking drums. Just having a kid now, you got to wait till they take a nap, and then you run out there, and for fucking 20 minutes to an hour and 6 minutes, you play fucking drums with the little kid monitor there, right? So you can see when she gets up. Then I go back in. That's how I'm going to do it. That's my game plan. You know what I actually did? I have almost every modern drummer from the 1980s. And I was looking at them the other day. And I saw that old Steve Jordan one that they did in like 86 or 85 where Dave Garibaldi broke down his ghost notes and all that shit for messing with the kid. I got to get that down. I got to learn that shit. That's my next fucking goal. All right. My goal isn't to become a better person. My goal is to recreate what was already created and then hope that somebody notices and is impressed by me. All right. Let's read. We got four reads here today. Can you guys hang in here and listen to me read out loud for the next few minutes? Okay. If you think the bullshit I was saying was remotely amusing, this part would be hilarious where I expose really my level of intellect. All right. Tipsy elves, everybody. Everyone needs an ugly Christmas sweater this time of year. If you want bragging rights for the most talked about sweater at your Christmas parties, listen up. Talk about your Tipsy Elves sweater and other products you saw on the website. I've yet to go on it. I don't know anything about these. I know that hipsters love this shit. Hey, hipsters, here we go. Tipsy Elves has hundreds of Christmas sweater designs that are like nothing you've seen before. This is where they show my, I show my age. I don't think Christmas sweaters are ugly. I think they're very festive. It's like wearing an oriental rug that has like snowmen on it. They're not for the faint of heart. Be the life of the party with hilariously irreverent designs. All right, let me look this shit up. Let's see what fucking Tipsy Elves is bringing to the table here. All right, they're saying they're fucking hilarious. I sit there saying I'm remotely amusing. And these cunts have the balls to come on and start talking all this shit, you know, like they just put out a Chris Rock level fucking special. All right, tipsyelves.com. All right, let's see what they got here. Let's see how... Jesus. Okay, all right. These guys are definitely bringing it. What the fuck? Oh, my God. They got an Obama one that says, miss me yet? On the back, they should have all his drone attack with a list of all the people who weren't terrorists. Can we fucking be balanced in this country? Jesus fucking Christ. I don't understand this hero worship of that guy. I really don't. What did he do? You know what the best thing about Obama was? He could deliver a fucking speech, you know? And I don't even know how good he was, considering he was in between Bush and fucking Trump. So that's really like, you know, that's really setting the bar like low.
Fool me once. You're not going to fool me again.
I mean, how do you not follow that? And then I don't know what this other guy's doing. Donald Trump is so fucking bad. I actually had this thought the other day. Well, thank God Mike Pence is in there. okay, I got to give it up to these guys. Tipsy Elves, yeah, if you want a fucked up looking sweater, these guys are definitely, they're definitely crushing it. I like this suit, though. I got to be honest with you. I am actually digging the suit. Anyways, while you're shopping for your ugly sweater, check out their holiday attire for yourself or as a gift, like adult onesies. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Isn't this a weird time to sell adult onesies, huh? Is there a picture of the latest guy who got fucking ousted out of his career for buying sex toys? They even sell wild and crazy ski suits for you skiers out there. For men, three-piece Christmas suits. I thumbs up to those. Interactive sweaters. Are they consensually interactive? Beer pong, cornhole. Gross. And hilarious holiday tees. For women, holiday leggings. Oh, they always got to whore it up for you guys. Sweater dresses and cozy adult onesies. Specific sizing for men and women so everyone can get the perfect fit. Right now, my listeners get 20% off tipsyelves.com when you use my code BURR, B-U-R-R, at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order on the site. Go to tipsyelves.com, enter my code BURR at checkout to get your 20% site-wide discount. That's tipsyelves.com and my code BURR, B-U-R-R. Oh, look who's back. Indochino. Talk about how every man looks better in a suit. You know, guys, when I sit on the promenade checking out who's going to be my next boyfriend, I have to admit, I gravitate to a guy's junk that's in a three-piece suit. I don't know what it is. I just feel like he's going to be a little more classy. You can choose from hundreds of top-quality fabrics and customize all the details, including your lapel, jacket lining, monogram, and more. Indochino has been featured in major publications, including GQ, Forbes, and I think douchebags read GQ, don't they? What kind of an asshole has that kind of fucking time to pick out like the perfect pen and pencil set? Is what you write out your fucking, you know, $64 to the electric company? Forbes and Fast Company, and are now the largest made-to-measure menswear company. Here's how it works. Like, GQ magazine is for somebody who fucking wants to act like they're like an international spy, but isn't one. You know, they're just kind of fucking old people out of their pension. Visit a showroom or online at Indochino.com. Pick your fabric, choose your customizations, and submit your measurements. Place your order and wait for it to arrive in just a few weeks. This week, my listeners can get any premium Indochino suit for just $359 at Indochino.com. when entering Burr at checkout. That's 50% off the regular price for made-to-measure premium suit. Plus, shipping is free. That's Indochino.com, promo code Burr for any premium suit for just $359 and free shipping. Incredible deal for a suit that will fit you better than anything off the rack ever could. Oh, look who's back. MeUndies. MeUndies. Why are we fighting these douches? MeUndies. MeUndies. You could, oh, why did I fucking pick douche? I've been bombing lately on this song. Why do I keep doing? I got to pick an easier word to rhyme with. I've just been off my game lately, you know. MeUndies, MeUndies, ISIS is on a jungle gym. Do 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 do. MeUndies, MeUndies, we could beat him with a Slim Jim. Why go down that road, Bill? Every year, millions of people receive the least liked gift of all time: underwear. Underwear, right? Even if you get your wife some sexy underwear, that's kind of a gross gift, isn't it? I guess on some level she's psyched you're still attractive, but you know what you really are saying. You know, come on. You know what are you saying? You know what I mean? I'm surprised feminists haven't brought that up. Lingerie is slavery, but we still give it to our families and our loved ones who just want it. Isn't that a weird sentence to just read out of context? But we still give it to our families and our loved ones who just don't want it. It's kind of rapey. But maybe it's not that underwear is the problem. It's the kind of underwear. Let me tell you about MeUndies. MeUndies, the only underwear that makes for an amazing gift. MeUndies, MeUndies made underwear the perfect gift that everyone's going to love for you. It's a goddamn holiday. It's a goddamn holiday miracle. This year, don't give me underwear. Give MeUndies this holiday season to get your exclusive 20% off the softest underwear and socks you will ever wear. Free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go to MeUndies.com/Burr. That's MeUndies.com/Burr. Oh, my God. Look who's back. It's MVMT Movement Watches. The holiday season. Doobie doobie doo is fucking here. With movement watches, you can skip the crowds. You know, standing behind that woman with her wide ass. Is there anything worse than a wide, flat ass with no signage on it? You know, at least you could do is fucking, you know, rent it out, right? We'll be back with ass shaming. You can skip the crowds and standing in crazy lines and find a gift they'll love at prices that beat department stores. Movement watches start at just $95. All right? Just throw it in a stocking. Hand it to the person. Get on with your life. Put some bourbon in your eggnog. You're done. $95 at a department store. You're looking at $400 to $500. Sorry. Movement watches are just $95. At a department store, you're looking at $400 to $500. For this kind of a watch. Because you can get a watch for like $95, but it's like a fucking Timex. Movement figured out that by selling online, they were able to cut out the middleman and retail markup, providing the best possible price at such great prices. Movement watches make wonderful holiday gifts too. Classic design, quality construction, and styled minimalism. Over 1 million watches sold in over 160 countries. Get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to movementwatches.com. That's MVMT.com. This watch has a really clean design that makes a great fashion statement. Now it's time to step up your watch game. Go to MVMTWatches/Burr. Join the movement. All right. Okay. I think, is that it? I think that's like 28 minutes. Yeah, I'm going to try. You know something? I'm going to try to get out and do some stand-up tonight. I think I'm going to do that because I got some gigs the next couple of nights. Right? Go out there, shake the fucking dust off. I've been in the edit room almost every night of this week. Okay, only two nights, but it felt like every night with my ADD. We are currently editing season 3 of F is for Family. I don't know when it's going to be. It's going to be out later on next year. That's how it works. Animation, it's a very slow process, but I'm really loving how this season is coming together. And I'm hoping you guys are too. And if you don't, then I guess we won't get a season 4. And if we don't get a season 4, I will be sad, but I'll also have a lot of free time. So it's one of those deals. So who knows? Who knows what happens? Or maybe I'll just take the show and just start fucking putting it up on my website. Maybe I'll do something like that. That would be stupid, Bill. Then you have to finance it yourself, and you go bankrupt. Just fucking watch season three so I can stay with my cushy deal at Netflix. Can you do that for me? If not, can you go to the Patrice O'Neill Comedy Benefit? I'll be announcing more special guests as we go. We might have a surprise guest that night. We're reaching out to some people. We'll see what happens. It's always a great night. We always tell Patrice stories. We give each other shit. And it's obviously for a great cause. Okay, that's it. Please enjoy the music as we transition into an old school Thursday afternoon just before Friday, Monday morning podcast from a Thursday from, I don't know, years gone by or possibly earlier this year. I have no idea. That's it. Have a wonderful weekend, you cunts. And I will talk to you on Monday. YouTube video.
Yeah,
there we
thank
go.
You, Bill.
There we go.
Bill Burr was telling us that he found a fine video clip called Best Wrestling Promo Ever.
Starring this guy, Jumpin' Jeff Farmer. I'm guessing that it's from like the 80s, and this is before Vince McMahon sewed everything up, so it's an independent wrestling thing. I don't know where at, but this guy is...
This is legit.
So basically what it is this guy, Jumpin' Jeff Farmer, he's going to promote his show. He's going to promote his big wrestling match coming up on the Saturday. He's going to do the Ric Flair thing.
Now, well, let me tell you something.
He's supposed to be doing that shit, and he might have a little bit of a tough time.
We've all been spoiled by the professionalness of the wrestlers and how they're able to rock the mic and really get on there and ad-lib and talk. And this guy apparently doesn't have the skills.
He's still in the development phase. I'm not going to judge his entire career. But.
All right.
Should we get Sam in here? He's a wrestling expert.
Sam is an expert. Maybe I mean,
Sam.
Will he come running down the hall with those floppy feet?
You know, we got to promote that. Kevin Smith's calling the show today, too.
Oh, yeah.
Show just keeps getting better and better.
Oh, my God.
He tweeted a while ago that he's sleeping on his phone. Right now. So they wake him up for the interview today. So Kevin Smith in about 15, 20 minutes. All right, let's check this out. Best wrestling promo ever.
Earlier we talked to Jumpin' Jeff Farmer. Let's go now to that interview. Folks, there's Jumpin' Jeff Farmer. Jeff, a while back, what a match you had with Motley.
Yep. Probably the hardest match I ever had in my
pause.
Life.
Pause.
I don't like it when things aren't going my way. Motley Crue, you turned the tables on me. You turned the tables in a wrong way. You got me mad now. I've stood around. I've listened to everything you had to say. I've did everything necessary. But when you turn around and you backstab me one way or another, and you cheat me out of what's rightfully mine, that's when I get angry. Now I'm the one doing the challenging. I'm issuing a challenge to you, Motley Crue. Get in the ring with me. This time, I'm going full force.
Jumpin' Jeff Farmer. Now let's go to the ring.
Jumpin' Jeff?
That guy is the worst.
That is the worst intro ever. Oh. You got your ass kicked last week.
Yep. Motley Crue's
I just love the panic force on his face. Like
he looks like he's going
to
piss
that's
himself.
That's what I was supposed to go on with this shit.
He looks like he's going to piss himself. What, man? That guy
Someone's saying he played the fake Sting at one point. Is that true, Sam?
Not really?
Does he look familiar?
I don't think so.
He never had a career in wrestling,
no,
really?
So.
Someone was trying to say he's in the Wrestling Hall of Fame. The W, whatever that is.
I'm in the WWE Hall of Fame.
Well, he's in IPW.
Don't fucking get Sam started. He'll school you on this
Sam,
shit.
I thought you knew everybody.
You find a wrestler you don't know?
Now. I've stood around. I've listened to everything.
You know that guy?
No, I didn't.
No, go ahead.
You don't know that guy?
What are you doing?
Thing you had to say.
I didn't know he was a Honda.
I did everything necessary.
Oh, give a listen.
When you turn around and you backstab me one way or another, and you cheat me out of what's rightfully mine, that's when I get angry. Now I'm the one doing the challenging. I'm issuing a challenge to you, Motley Crue. Get in the ring with me. This time, I'm going full force.
Jumping Jeff Farmer.
That guy's classic too, by the way.
By the way, all wrestling promo bloopers are genius.
Fucking great.
Kim Patera, it's just
fantastic.
Are there some bloopers out there?
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Have you ever seen the one where Booker T calls Hulk Hogan the N-word and then he grabs his head because he's humiliated?
Let's find
it. Hulk Hogan calls Tony Atlas Black Boy, like when he was doing,
really?
Back when he was Thunder Lips.
Well, this one's great. The Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. What's the tugboat one?
Right here.
We take what we want, and after we take Lex Luger and the Giant, we want the gold, sucker. Hulk Hogan, we coming for you, nigga.
I should point out the record, Stevie Ray. Look at this. Take a look.
The guy puts his hands in his
Booker T.
Like,
puts his
fucked up.
Yeah. The best is when he turns around and he looks at the girl and his crew like, oh, Vince is going to kill us.
Yeah.
We take what we want, and after we take Lex Luger and the Giant, we want the gold, sucker. Hulk Hogan, we coming for you, nigga.
I should point out the record.
Sherry was like,
what did you say?
Which he should have been able to say, which would sound good. Oh, we're coming for you, nigga, because that's in his character.
Fantastic.
Wrestling promo bloopers are genius. Kim Patera is genius. Lex Luger's genius.
There's a Lex Luger blooper right there.
Oh, yeah,
Macho Man Luger.
Let me play the Lex Luger one.
We take what we want. And after we take Lex Luger and the Giant, we want the gold, sucker. Hulk Hogan, we coming for you, nigga.
The best part is he goes to cover his face, and then he makes it look like he's rubbing his hands together.
Yeah, he's like he knows he fucked up so bad.
But then he's thinking, maybe this will fly after all, so I got to cover up that I just fucked up.
The whole time he's got his chest, his pecs doing that.
Yeah, his pecs are moving up and down.
Yeah. This one's good because it's taken, like, when they do SmackDown, they tape it to rebroadcast and they edit it sometimes.
Yeah.
But if you have a satellite dish, you can pick up the satellite
feed
and watch it live.
Perfect.
So they got the satellite feed of Hulk Hogan just completely, like,
fucking
starting
up.
Over. And,
blowing it.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
The Hulkster again.
Oh, he messes up in front of the whole crowd.
And you know, McMahon, the fact that I had something to do with building this company just makes you sick. The fact that I am the one that put this company on the map and helped you make it what it is today, that makes you sick to your stomach, brother. Yeah. And all those Learjets that you have, all those billions of dollars, the houses that your kids live in, the $20 million vacation home in Boca.
Whoa,
that was
shut up
because of these maniacs.
Shut up!
Fucking Vince.
Kiss my ass.
Whoa.
Fucking Vince.
Let me tell you something. I think you're starting to believe in your own bullshit, Hogan. I could have had anybody play the part of Hulk Hogan. I could have had anybody bring Hulkamania. Hold on 1 second, McMahon. You actually think anybody could have ran with Hulkamania? Look at all the guys you gave the ball to. Look at all the guys that had the belt. Look at all the guys that ran to the goal line. Nobody ran as hard and as long as I did, McMahon.
It sounds like a real argument.
I know,
actually. If you actually think I was just the right guy at the right place at the right time.
Uh-oh.
Let me say it one more time so you completely understand. If you actually believe in your mind, if you actually think that I was just the right guy at the right place at the right time. Well, then you're a bigger delusional bastard than I thought you were, McMahon.
Ooh. Right gay.
Right gay. Yes.
You know,
cockamania going wild.
You know what I say right now, McMahon? Right now, we just settled this.
They're waiting for somebody to yell cut.
I had a match with a Rock a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, he was just babbling.
And you were the one that I wanted to get in the ring. You were the one
this
that I was
stinks.
Supposed to have a match.
Really does.
Holy mother of God.
Goes on forever.
Sam,
what happened?
This is why would you do this, Sam?
This is a fail.
I put the good ones on.
This is a
good
one. We're losing them, man. We got a good bit here. Right. It's like, we're losing them.
You go with a fucking four-minute...
Yeah, they really did mess up, didn't they?
Yeah. What the fuck is...
Sounded like a regular promo to me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
this is good.
All right, let's go bloopers.
He said this is good. You better make up with the...
Select Sluger.
Right. And the Kempetero one, dude.
Yeah, that one next.
All right, Lex Luger.
Mr. Luger, I saw what just happened out there with Ron Killens. I just want to ask you, I mean, what are your plans for the next show, Super Brawl Saturday? I mean, are you going to take care of Ron Killens?
What kind of disgusting, despicable lack of respect is that Billy What's-His-Name show booking a match for the total package Lex Luger and Super Brawl? Super Saturday? What is it? I don't even know what it's called. What's it called?
Super Brawl Saturday.
Super Brawl Saturday? Can you afford to pay me to wrestle Ron? I don't know. I'm one of the biggest legend stars ever in this. God!
He can't get his shirt off.
And you're too tight too, Billy. And you book a match with me against Ron Killens. Look at me. I'm a total package. I will rip him apart. I'm pissed now.
He fucked that up.
Oh,
I don't think I'd...
That stunk royally.
Even the interviewer, he has his whole costume on, but his voice is just regular.
Yeah, regular voice. Come to the point. What's that one, Sam?
This one's Kempetero with fucking Gene.
The Intercontinental title for less than 48 hours can be quite so cocky, quite so...
Come to the point. The conspiracy is completely out of hand.
Can hear it.
He turned his gang of henchmen on me. His goon squad, King Kong Bundy, King Harley Race, Hercules Hernandez, Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff. Yeah, I've been humiliated before. But I'm so humiliated right now, I'm afraid to turn my back. I don't want the people to see what happened to me. They whip me like a dirty yard dog. Well, I'm going to tell you something, Weasel. And the goon squad. I can take pain. I can recover. I can recuperate.
Or
I'm beyond that. I am so upset.
Watch Gene Okerlund.
Gene Okerlund is the best.
That are going on in the World Wrestling Federation.
Gene.
I think he was laughing when he said dirty yard dog.
It's just a matter of time. Like I said before, and I said it to you, Mean Gene, I said it to everybody. It's just a matter of time when Kempetero gets in full gear and runs the World Wrestling Federation, or rids the World Wrestling Federation of the likes of you, Weasel, and King Kong Bundy, Ray, Hercules, Orndorff, all of you. You're all going to go down one by one, and I'm going to make sure of that. For the whipping that you gave me, whip me like a red-headed I'm sick and tired of that type of treatment.
Look at Gene.
Gene just starts cracking up.
Whatever you guys want to do, just bring it on.
He had his head around.
Like I say, I'm going to carry these stars for a while, but I do hear, and I hear well. All right, what a beating he took.
Oh, that was a little too visual because Mean Gene just laughing his fucking ass off.
Dude, it's a shame. This someone's been...
This is really good.
There's a couple things coming in. Botchmania on YouTube and Shockmaster.
Yeah,
Shockmaster.
You've seen it before, I think.
Shockmaster.
Botchmania is very visual, but
okay.
I had 10 laughs in my life.
Shockmaster's up there.
Shockmaster's might be in the top five.
Right, we'll get
that. Shockmaster.
Right. This is my favorite one. It's Psycho Sid. He doesn't realize he's live.
Okay.
The offense, but there are a lot of skeptics that think that perhaps you can't take it. How do you address those skeptics?
Well, the skeptics and all the people have a little bit of. Let me do this again.
Oh, it's live, pal.
Sorry.
It's live, pal.
Get their answer tonight.
Well, there you hear it. A man, a few words. Psycho said back to you,
Josh. Ted DiBiase's like this idiot.
You're live, pal.
He just asked, let me do that again.
Yeah.
He covered for him, though. A man, a few words. A few stubborn words.
Yeah.
This is the Shockmaster.
What is the shock?
Look, man.
What's the setup on this?
Basically, they
is
were
this
supposed
a good
to,
version of it?
Oh, Ric Flair's the best.
Yeah, they were supposed to
they had a mystery partner, and he was supposed to be like the next big good guy in WCW.
Yeah.
And he was supposed to bust through the wall.
Oh, no.
But nobody told him there was a support 2x4 under, like, at the base of the wall.
Yeah.
So he trips right over the 2x4 and falls flat on his face.
This was... And, but you gotta have Sting. The entire thing is the funniest thing you ever seen. Sting and the British Bulldog are horrendous. They were supposed to pick this big pump up of the Shockmaster.
Right.
But when he fought, I'm telling, when Ric Flair, because he's one of the greatest of all time at this, surrounded by five bums who are awful, and his reaction to what happens, I watched this 700 times, and I cry every time.
The Shockmaster, he was just an old wrestler from the WWE, he was Tugboat in WWF.
I remember Tugboat.
Except they put a Stormtrooper helmet, literally, a Stormtrooper helmet that they covered in glitter.
Oh, with sparkles.
That was his outfit. Right,
make sure you have the Sting lead in.
I will.
So that,
This was actually so bad that this guy had a whole gimmick. He was going to be the next main event guy. They changed his entire gimmick so that he was just a klutz that always lost. They couldn't do anything with him.
After that.
Because of his debut, yeah.
What I have to say is, our partner is going to shock the world because he is none other than the Shockmaster!
All right.
The Shockmaster!
Don't miss Ric Flair. Please listen for Ric Flair.
Explain what happened already.
Oh my god!
The guy fell out of the wall, and then he lost his helmet.
Yeah,
and had to go get it and put it back on his head.
And the helmet covers his whole face, so it's like that's his gimmick. You don't see
it. And it then rolled away.
He's hanging halfway through the wall, trying to grab for his helmet.
He had like a glittered potted plant on top of his fucking head.
Do you think other wrestlers laughed at him for this?
Oh, his voice, his voice was done by a guy off the set who had a live mic.
Oh,
they didn't tape it. He did it live. So when he trips, you can hear them go, oh, God.
Off set. No. That was Ric Flair.
Ric Flair goes,
when Ric Flair, he goes, because let me tell you something. The whole, if you watch the whole thing at home, you gotta understand the Harlem Heat,
yeah.
Who would just fucking call Hulk Hogan nigga. Yes. He was doing a bad promo, and Sid Vicious,
we just saw
Sid again. Vicious was doing a bad promo. Now we just watched two bad promos. British Bulldog and Sting were awful, and Ric Flair had this was like the Ric Flair show.
Yeah.
So he was trying to put this together, and Ric Flair's trying to, but when he fell through the wall, Ric Flair went, oh God.
That fall through the wall is the greatest thing I've ever seen.
It takes forever. It falls in slow motion.
Did you remind me?
I ran it even further.
So that helmet falls.
Just how bad the promo is up to that point.
He's panicked grabbing for that helmet.
And this is in front of an audience?
It's a live audience, and it's live on TV. This is their big thing leading up to a pay-per-view, live television by the pay-per-view, so you could see this guy make his debut.
That was supposed to be his debut. And
this is his debut. This is the mystery opponent.
And make it perfectly clear, they're expecting big things from the Shockmaster.
But you heard Sting.
Like maybe the next Hulk Hogan or something.
Sting goes, you're in for a shock.
Right.
It completely changed. Yeah. For the most part, it ended his
career. How is that helmet thing going to stay on if he ever wrestles?
If he wrestles.
He doesn't even need a chin strap or something.
Is this the best clip? The audio is a little low on this. This is the best version of it?
Yeah.
All right. Bear with us.
Greatest thing I've ever seen.
I rewound it a little further so you could get some more lead up.
All right, good.
This is Sid Vicious bad promo.
Yeah.
You tell everybody who your partner is.
Well, do you want me to tell you
right now? You want me to tell you?
You know they're all nervous because Flair's there.
Flair is just like disgusted.
Oh my God, they're just yelling.
That's the British Bulldog I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Shaq the World because
he sure
he is none other than the Shaq Master.
All right.
The Shaq.
Oh, God.
I had him so good.
Just got stop it. Please go back to Flair.
Wait, that is the worst outfit I've ever seen.
You have to listen.
He's got Captain Caveman's vest on.
It looks like he's wearing a pumpkin on his head. It rolls
away. Who the fuck?
You have to understand that Ric Flair went, oh. He said, what the f? Oh,
he was like,
God.
Oh, God.
Dude,
oh,
he's having his
he puts his helmet back on.
Awkwardly.
He's shaking awkwardly. His head through his helmet. He's like, I fucked that.
He's got to put his helmet on because the other guy's going to do his promo for him, so you can't see his mouth.
Shockmaster
it's in the top laughs I've ever had in my entire life.
Just because it's not even a regular wrestling game, it's the Shockmaster. He falls
through the wall. He's supposed to break through. I watched this live in 1993.
So
it's the greatest moment in pro wrestling history. There's never been a better.
If you watch the entire thing,
it's killing me.
There's eight different things that'll make you laugh.
Do you think they watch this and just laugh?
Dude, oh, it ruined his career, man.
It did. It completely destroyed his career. Not only do you have to be as quiet as you can because you can hear Ric Flair say, "Oh God," and then. You can hear offset where he's getting ready to do his promo for him. You can hear them making fun of him.
Okay.
It's hard to.
All right, let's try to be quiet.
It is hard to be quiet because it's so fucking funny.
Keep the laugh to yourself if you can.
His helmet stinks. It's a fucking fat gut of vest. This guy sucks.
I fell through the wall.
I was trying to drill a hole. I made it too big.
Wait a minute. You know what? And we're doing his costume an injustice.
Yeah.
He had a giant fur vest that was three-quarter length with no buttons, a giant sparkly helmet, and jeans and boots. The Shockmaster and no shirt. Shockmaster.
The Shockmaster was an ass.
They literally, after this show, they changed his entire gimmick. He became a construction worker that constantly falls down. That was his career.
They gave him Bell's palsy. The Stroke Master keeps having them.
Okay.
Shockmaster rules.
I don't think I'm going to be able to watch this.
This is the greatest thing I've ever seen.
I'm telling you,
the
dude.
Smoke.
Okay, everybody contain yourselves.
I will try.
What's right?
Looks like Big J.
It's gonna be all I have to say is our partner is going to shock the world because he is none other than the Shaq Master!
Oh god.
You hear my boy?
Yeah. No, listen to the promo.
His voice hasn't started yet. You see him motioning with his hands?
Yeah.
But his voice didn't start yet.
The guy behind stage isn't talking yet.
Right.
So he's just motioning like he's talking, like he's a mime.
But the worst is none of them said, you fell through the wall, Shockmaster. Right.
They're still acting like, yo.
Dude, I'm actually impressed with this guy to be able to yell without laughing.
Because Sid stinks.
He sucks.
Like, he's so bad. He probably didn't know.
With a rope belt.
He has no muscles at all.
He's terrible.
He's got a
the
muscle
shock
top.
Producer.
He's got on tight Gap jeans.
I have to have my stomach stapled. I keep breaking the wall and falling.
I wish we could hear the audio better, but. Is that fucking
I was
funny.
Trying to nail a Foundry logo to the wall.
Holy shit. I'll pummel you with How Cupcakes Are Made DVDs. And he fell, and this is the thing, too. If you see, he fell. No hands on his head. Like, flat on his fucking stupid helmet. And his helmet went falling. He's gut down on the fucking floor like a fish.
He felt like a guy who had a sand pail on his head.
Oh. With no stopping himself.
But, dude, when he puts the helmet back on, I love the fact that as he's standing there, he has to wipe the ground dirt off his hands.
Yeah, fucking sheetrock dust and ground dirt.
And look, it's Sting is bad. All I have to say is, he's calming everybody down. Here's the moment. All I have to say is, our partner's going to shock the world.
That guy fucking...
It was an explosion.
Yeah, they had big pyro.
And the pyro was off timing. It was a disaster. It was a disaster. It's so bad. Yeah.
I got to see it again, please.
Does he ever get to talk?
Yo, yeah. Do you want to hear him?
Why did he think this guy was going to...
It's really hard to hear.
The whole outfit, everything.
Even if it wasn't a mistake.
Yeah, he doesn't have a good body.
That terrible helmet.
Oh.
Shock, that stinks.
All I have to say is, our partner is going to shock the world because he is none other than...
Wait, stop it. I'm sorry. You got to understand, too, this was Sid Vicious and the Harlem Heat, and they were beating up British Bulldog and Sting for like months.
Right.
And this is the guy that is going to match the intensity
of the three guys. The top bad guys in the company versus the top good guys.
And they had no one with them.
And they needed someone to save the day.
And this is the guy they fucking got to stop the brutal onslaught that enduring for the last month and a half.
I would love to know what is the Shockmaster thinking after his helmet goes on. And he's like, I just fell through the wall. How humiliating is this? His big moment that he falls through the wall. Oh, I wish I could see that from behind him.
Rick Flair's, oh, God.
Yeah, it's the best. Someone tweeted that they made fun of this on Raw recently.
Yeah.
Oh,
we get it with the clip. I can get you the clip right here.
All right, good. Yeah, supposedly they went real inside and made fun of this clip on Raw.
Less than a year ago.
All right, here's one more from the Shockmaster.
Yes. Our partner is going to shock the world because he is none other than the Shockmaster. All right.
Dude, he just fell. There's no 2x4 there. He just fell.
Everybody, man.
Wait a minute.
This is what he's doing. He's waiting for that guy to start talking, and when he yells, he thinks it's his voice. So he's actually pantomiming the guy who's yelling at him.
He thinks that it's his backstage voice guy, but it's not. It's the guy that's yelling at him.
And he can't even pantomime.
There's 5 seconds, which seems like a million years, where everyone is collecting themselves to pretend that shit didn't happen. The audience, the Ric Flair, the Shockmaster, everybody went, holy shit.
His helmet's so discombobulated that he thinks what he's hearing is what he's supposed to be saying.
It literally is a Stormtrooper helmet. He got that at a Halloween store.
Yes.
It's not an exaggeration. It's the Stormtrooper.
Stormtrooper helmet with glitter on it.
And then he went to the next alley, got the Captain Caveman fur vest, and kept his jeans that he drove to the arena in.
I think I heard a better version. From the guy that just tweeted me.
Hey, man, I got to pick up at 9:45. I got to go to the airport.
You got to go, Bill?
Yeah. I got to fly across
Bill
the
Burr came by to say hi, and we appreciate that, Bill. He's going back to LA.
I will be back next week.
Yeah.
Next week?
Hopefully, yeah.
Oh, good.
ASAP. Right, anytime.
Bill will be back on the show next week.
All right, gentlemen.
Thank you, Mr. Burr.
Right, Burr. Keep up the podcast. I'm a big fan, Bill, of the podcast.
Take it easy, Bill.
There goes Bill.
They're all looking and going, the Shockmaster just fell through. They all see the whole gig going down the toilet.
Could you go back? Could you go to Shockmaster on Raw just see if it's a better clip?
Shockmaster on Raw is the Shockmaster on Raw. Like, that's the when they made fun of him. That's not the original Shockmaster clip.
They have a clip of it, though, in the beginning, just to set it up. All right, we could go with this. Just that the audio is a little low.
I just want you to hear his promo now.
Yeah, let's go.
We're going to have ice, you're going to have Darth Vader, and we're going to bring the coming. So you're the man that rules the world. They call me the Shockmaster.
monster.
But you just felt it.
You rule the world long enough, Sid Vicious. Get ready. Come on, you want a piece of me? You want a piece of me? Come and get me. Come after me, Sid. I'm ready.
Can you pause this?
Glitter.
I think he has a glitter stormtrooper helmet.
And it's so obvious.
But it's on his chest.
It's coming off.
It's on his chest.
The glitter's coming off.
It's on his chest from when he fell. And he's sweaty. And he got that fucking stormtrooper helmet sparkles all over him.
I think it's coming from my body.
And why is Sid all scared of him? Because he looked all scared. Why didn't he turn around and go, douchebag, dude, you just fell through the fucking wall.
The Shockmaster is a dud. And the promo is terrible and embarrassing.
He was supposed to be this brutal villain. This guy from another planet.
Oh my God.
With jeans and boots and a fur vest. And this voice.
The first thing you see is him falling.
You want a piece of me? I just fell through the wall.
Oh, motherfucker.
Fucking A.
That is so funny. Now, what is the setup on this now? Is this from 2009?
Yeah, it was a year ago. They made
our
fun
of the... Oh, see?
Much better audio.
But he doesn't have his promo on this one.
None other than the Shaq Master!
Right.
The Shaq Master!
I told you. Oh, God.
You heard someone say, did he fall?
What did he fall?
What did he fall?
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
That low voice just says,
what did he fall?
That's from backstage.
Yeah, that's his backstage voice.
What did he fall?
Oh, I love this guy.
He is none other than the Shaq Master!
Right.
The Shaq Master!
I told you. Oh, God.
I told you. It's just so bad. It's everything about it is poorly done.
So
everything.
This is edited from the original one. Cut out some awkwardness.
Oh, yeah.
And then.
One thing I noticed.
Yeah, this is when they.
And then Raw did a spoof on it a year ago.
Yeah, because they were putting out
When was the original Shockmaster promo?
1993.
Wow. So fucking 17, almost 17 years later, Raw fucking goofed on
it. That is hilarious.
Let's see how they goofed on it.
All right.
No, but where's that coming from?
I don't know.
I think it's coming from that wall.
It's over here by the wall.
You know, it sounds like it's coming from over here.
Yeah.
There's.
Whoa!
Randy Toledo.
Whoa, the Shockmaster. Witness my awesome power. Degeneration X. I will shock you.
Where's that voice?
Where's that voice coming from?
I don't know. You know what? Sounds like it's coming from right over there. Oh, there it is.
Some guy with a mic just standing backstage.
Louis C.K.
Did the crowd?
Did they? Anyone even get it?
Do wrestling fans love the Shockmaster clip?
Yeah. Oh yeah. If you never see, it's
that is out of.
I remember
control.
A lot of laughs I had in that Shockmaster.
That's great.
And then there with Dusty Rhodes, who's probably in the top five like mic guys of all time too. Like. Dusty and Ric Flair.
Who was the
that.
Best? Was The Rock the best mic guy?
No, not at all. He might not even been in the top five.
Really?
Oh, man, he was great though.
Who he was fantastic.
Good? Was the Iron Sheik good? Mic.
Dusty, Ric Flair.
Ric Flair is better than
Roddy Piper.
He might name five.
I'm trying to think.
The Rock was good at making catchphrases.
How about Sergeant Slaughter?
No.
Nah.
Jake the Snake is in the top five probably, and Rock is not in the top five. He's in the top 10.
Stone Cold was probably better
Stone
on the
Cold,
mic than the
Stone
Rock.
Stone Cold is probably that's the five. Right.
The Rock
there.
Was just good at making catchphrases, and then
Dusty's the best though. Dusty and Flair are neck and neck.
Also saying
one.
They're also
one,
saying two. Owen Hart had a really good one, really good blooper. The best blooper of all time.
Oh,
but
Jesus. Come on!
Oh, that's dude. Terrible.
No, no, no! I'm saying that goddamn Shockmaster dude. Oh,
yeah, that is
one of the best.
That is
I've
hysterical.
Seen.
I like when I'm able to laugh until like I'm actually fucking tears are coming out my eyes.
You gonna try the Owen Hart one?
Funny.
I just recently stopped watching it, like and laughing.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You still watch it with this thing, like wow.
He went right on his fucking head.
It's the worst thing that could have happened.
The worst thing. Dude, right there.
And the helmet falling off, and he scrambles to put it on, and it's so clumsy. And then he's just standing there trying to be tough.
Be tough with all the glitter on his chest.
His helmet fell off.
It's not on YouTube.
We got Lisa. She's very pissed off.
Is she really?
Yes, she is. Oh, Lisa in Jersey. Lisa.
Yes.
Hi, Lisa.
How many girls is he with? It just shows the product of woman he's with. I just can't believe that women fall for his crap.
Oh, you're an easy mark. Listen to you. You have no guidance.
Oh, I'm an easy mark.
Yeah,
oh,
I would get you within 2 days of knowing me. You'll be subscribing.
Yeah. Right.
By your answer, sweetie, I could tell. You go, this is classic. Yeah, right, whatever. Here's what is on your mind. I'm a big, arrogant, big-mouth fucking asshole, right? And you want to destroy that any way you can. So here's what you do. If you're pretty, this is where pretty girls fuck up. They try to, hear a giggling? Here's where pretty girls fuck up. They try to get me, because I'm a fat motherfucker, so what they try to do is they play the love game. They give me something they think is precious, which is pussy. That's what girls have to give. But after
that's all we have to give.
That's an attack mode. What other plan can you have other than your pussy?
On attack mode.
Wait, if you wanna destroy a man's fucking arrogance, what do you do that other than use your pussy?
Oh my god.
Do you hear it? She's doing the singing because she really don't have an answer. Oh my god. It's like, what else can you do? Talk about fucking the French Riviera with me? You innately.
Obviously, you couldn't talk about that.
Yes, I could. Innately, here's what you got to understand, ma'am. We don't like you. No matter what you know, we don't care if you know all the quarterbacks in the NFL. We don't know we don't care if you know every team color. We don't care if you know all the GMs. We don't care if you know every basketball. We don't care because innately we don't like you. So you try to infiltrate your personalities on us and you realize that you're not interesting. Then you try to fuck us. When that doesn't work, you're ours.
Okay. So that's the only reason that you're interested.
It at first. And then, look it. If I work hard to get what I want, which is pussy, right? You agree with that we work hard to get pussy, right?
Yes.
Then after I do what I do, what's your job?
Don't you like the companionship or some kind of...
Yes, but in a possession kind of way. Like you go, wow, this girl, you know what women have to do? Grow on you. My girl been around for 4 years.
You.
Grow on you.
Oh my god.
Yes.
Oh
you
my god.
Love
I have to meet
you.
Your girlfriend. I have
you
to meet her.
You love.
I can't imagine that you're dating an intelligent, beautiful.
She's
woman.
A genius, really. She's fucking a genius girl. I date doctors, lawyers, people tell you. I don't date no fucking homeless people, retards. No one that dates on Paxil or no shit like that.
Somebody's in bed with you, telling you that she just had a miscarriage. That sounds like an intelligent woman.
Oh, well, that's a goofy bitch, but that's the type of bitch that's the bitch you fuck when you just meet a bitch with lactate mess, fucking had a miscarriage. That's the price you pay when you meet a bitch off the street. But
that was a snack for Patrice.
Yeah,
that wasn't.
I'm just talking about like a girl like
that wasn't
you.
Wasn't dinner.
We would go out to dinner. You would curse me out for a little while. You would understand because you innately you don't have your own philosophy because you're not really saying anything now.
Yeah, when Patrice brought up the fact that the pussy's the weapon. When they when you girls go into battle for the first time, this is before any get to know you, whatever. It's just
because that's we know that's all you want in the beginning.
That's all we want, but
in the beginning,
that's not all I want unless that's all you got. Now, if all you got is pussy, why would I try
to?
You
don't sound like like that. You sound like, you know, this is the way I keep her on track, and this is, you know, she's
yes. Like look at you, like look at your mouth. Like you can tell there's no guidance in your life because you're too comfortable yapping about nothing.
Okay, Patrice. Right. You talk about nothing all the time.
Right, because I'm a guy, and that's what we do. But you, the stuff you talk about that you think is about something.
Yak. You talk constantly.
Thank you. But it's always interesting when guys talk.
All right, Lisa. Thank you. We got a couple more here. Let's go to Kevin in Nebraska. Wow. Kevin.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Jump in. Find your spot and go.
Hey, Dr. O'Neill, man, you need to shut up. My wife listens to this show, and you're giving away all my secrets.
I'm sorry, man. I don't want to get no good soldiers in trouble, but it's just, they just yapping.
Let's go right to Colorado. Kirsten, what's up?
Hey, I totally agree with Patrice. Absolutely agree with Patrice. Women need to know their place, know what they do, do it well, and please their man, and their man will be around forever.
Good girl.
Wow.
Forever. Good absolutely. Girl. Men need a writer. Be a writer. It's not that difficult. Keep your mouth shut. Do what you're told. Be who you are.
Is that what you
hang.
Is that what you do with your girl?
what I do with my man.
All right. Thank you, Kirsten. Let's go to John in Utah. John.
Deep voice.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, Patrice saved my marriage. I was the doting husband and was always, it was all about her. Started to listen to him, and things were going bad, so I started going, well, what would Patrice do? I started following his advice.
What would Patrice do?
It was bad at first, but it's turned her around, and we're happier than we could possibly ever
be. WWPD shirts you're going to be seeing.
Here's what he said. Hear what he said? We're happy. Yeah. A happy man is a happy relationship. A happy woman is a miserable man.
Patrice.
Wow. She wanted me to be the man. That's
what the fucking point is.
You got to do a one-shot deal, a relationship advice show for this channel. God. Like 1 hour, 2 hours, whatever you want to handle.
I'll do it. It's just simple.
We'll work that out with Washington. We'll get Patrice O'Neill on the show by himself, just taking calls.
Why it
works about your
me.
Relationships.
Here's why you can. Here's why you should always understand why it's legitimate. I'm a fucking mess physically. Like, I'm trauma. Try to get in shape one of these days. But naked, if you look at me naked next to my girl, you would go, what the fuck? Like, my self-esteem has to, like, when I fuck her, I have to go, why is she fucking me? I would never give me no pussy. And it's like, I'm looking at her going, what's she up to? This is, like, my low self-esteem.
Gotta be an ulterior motive.
My self-esteem so low is high. Like, I go, what is this bitch after? But I start realizing, dude, it's a mind thing. All they want is just a motherfucker they can look at and blink slow and respect. And you know, it's not about beating them and subjugating them. It's about they look at you and feel like they don't need to be your mama. That's it. That they go, wow, this motherfucker is in my corner. He handles his business. You know how sexy? This is what I'm saying. Your house situation, you become a million times sexier. Because that's some man shit you did is buy a fucking mansion. That's some man shit. You bought a mansion, Anthony. Man, so it's like your girl can't help but go, this motherfucker. When you're renting, she can kind of, that other half of her voice that tries to put you down, she can look at you and go, this faggot is renting at 59. But now it's like, this nigga's renting a house. This pussy ass nigga. You bought a mansion, nigga, and clothes. She wants you more. You're hotter.
59, finally.
You're hotter than 59. You was when you was renting. It's a fact.
Fuck, man.
Wow.
That's really good. Hey, wait, hold on a minute. Let's go to John. You got people, man, reacting today.
Oh, yeah.
John in Pennsylvania.
Patrice, I'm impressed, dude. You know how to keep your woman in line without a contract.
Yeah, man. It's mine shit, dude. It's mine. I'm telling you. It's like, it's pimping without beating her and making her sell pussy. It's just, they want that, dude. Don't ever let them convince they don't want that. What will they do without, like, a man's guidance? You ever see a woman at once, like, they try to, you see how the success to a woman is being like a guy? It's like, I do this, I do that, I do this and that, and we can care less. Like a sexy man, like fucking a female Opie, like a woman that's in the same position that Opie's in, is not any sexier than the bitch that works at McDonald's if she's cute. That's the thing about us. We don't.
Good point. Very good point.
You don't see a woman walk
down
the
street. A lot of people are calling you the Black Dr. Phil.
Black Dr.
Phil. That's the name of your show. We're going to give Patrice like 1 or 2 hours, see
Black,
how it goes.
Black Phil.
It's going to be the Black Dr. Phil with Patrice O'Neill.
Black ass Philip.
All right. Don's listening. We got to set that up. You want to do, I don't know, when would it make sense?
Sometimes I get my fucking whole mind straight. Like, I just go off of the on impromptu.
No, we'll just turn on the freaking channel and just let the phones ring and see
it.
What happens for an hour.
Fuck, you know,
yeah, we'll set that up in the very near future. Let's go to Turtle from Whackbag. Turtle.
Hey, guys. Listen, Patrice, you're absolutely right. I've been jumping through hoops ever since I met my wife, trying to get the pussy. And once you got it, they put up more hoops for you to jump through. Mm-hmm. I got to go home and implement the O'Neill standard in my home.
The O'Neill standard.
Because
wow.
She knows eventually you're going to figure out, if she doesn't constantly apply pressure, that you're going to figure out, holy shit. What? Like, my man, he was nervous that his wife was going to leave him. And I go, let me ask you a question. Like, if we really sit down, if my woman left, your woman left, your woman left, you go, what would you really miss about her? Exactly. Like, what would you miss? It's your own arrogance, our arrogance as men, because they're possessions. And if they leave, it's like, oh, it's like losing your favorite pencil. But it's like...
Pencil.
He's equating a relationship,
a loving relationship,
of years to losing maybe your favorite pencil.
Your favorite pencil.
It doesn't even sound like it's a number two pencil.
No.
We'll be right back.